Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of Slaughterhouse.
Strip to get tipped, those lips and those childbearing hips. I throw this dick on you, girl. Gonna make you feel me if I gotta shake this building till I make you feel drinks. Girl, this whole building is probably filled with little ding-a-lings, and I mean, I throw this dick on you, girl.
And once again, that was Slaughterhouse featuring Eminem singing Throw That.
I throw that on your girl. Welcome to Deep, Dark, and Dirty. Once again, this is your host, Know Your Enemy. Tonight, we're going to be talking about pet peeves. Why does this always happen? If you have any comments on tonight's topic or if you experienced anything like this, call in at 657-383-0967 and press number 1 and we'll bring you into the phone lines. And also, if you want to join us on air, on the internet, in the chat room, you can join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy, KNOWURENEY. Right now, we're just doing shows at random, but we're going to get back into a schedule maybe the second week in September. Right now, I'm doing a lot of stuff, so there's a lot of projects, a lot of books, a lot of things that I'm trying to set up at the moment. But once all those are scheduled, then I'll be able to know what kind of time frame and which days I'll go back into doing stuff. I'm actually having 2 books that are coming out. I'm doing Taste and See, and that's going to be an erotic book. It deals with 3 parts. The first part is doing just erotic poetry. Then the next one is erotic poetry domination story, BDSM. And then the last part is Sex is So Good, We Can Make Movies. And once you read it, you'll know why. The second book that I'll be doing is Injustice, and it relates to everything that's going on now, things that have been going on in the past, and showing that unless we move together, then we'll be falling back into the same traps of like Hitler, Ivan the Terrible, and all those other greedy tyrants that took over lands and destroyed our way of living. Anyway, like I said, once again, tonight we're going to be doing pet peeves, why this has always happened. And I came up with this idea because when I was out, I seen things that were happening. And you always be thinking like, well, why only certain things happen once you get in a relationship? Or why do people ask you stuff and then wait to the last minute? And like, why do you try to help out people? And then when you do it, it backfires on you. And we're going to be talking about all that and more. If you never experienced the show, if you don't know what the show is about, Deep, Dark, and Dirty is just not a freak show, because I know some people, that's the first thing that comes to mind. But, you know, we tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth and keep it real, or at least we give our detailed version of the truth. So if you ever want to just release what you want to say or things that you want to do or be promoted on the show, doing like your business or anything like that, all you have to do is hit me up. Hit me in my email, DISBEME97@yahoo.com. And all I need from you is your bottle kit, 3 clips of your work, your contact information, and a one-time payment of $25 to PayPal. Why do I need this? So I can give you a professional interview, ask you all the right questions, and most of all, I'll try to help you get paid or to promote your business at the best that I can. And then that way you can pass it around to other people, get on more blog talk shows, go on real live radio shows. And you never know, you might be on TV, in a movie, or be a successful business person. So we're just all about trying to help people out and, you know, get them to the next plateau. Now, without further ado, we're about to get into tonight's topic. And I'm going to bring on my co-host for the evening, Miss Sugar Baby E. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Biscuits and gravy.
You just sound so happy tonight.
And you sound like Fran from The Nanny. But, what's good with you?
You got jokes.
Hey, you there. I was like, okay. I thought you was about to hit out some Key Sweat, be like, nobody, baby.
Shut up. I'm punching up.
Anyway, so what are your pet peeves? Like, what's happened to you over the past day, past weekend, and how did this affect you?
Well, let's see. What has happened that has backfired on me? Let's see. Oh, yeah. When I have sat up there and, like, tried to stay neutral and stay out of other people's business and mind my own business and be Switzerland, and they say, you are not my friend because you didn't choose me. Okay, bitch, what was I supposed to do? I'm trying to stay out the shit. It ain't got nothing to do with me. And because I didn't pick your side, I'm not your friend. I'm fucked either way I go. So what do you do?
What about your friends?
I guess I ain't loyal. These girls ain't loyal.
I ain't loyal. Mm-mm.
I don't know what to tell them. What about you? What
oh,
have
I have
you done
a list
this
of things. Well, it wasn't what I did. It was, well, okay, I got three of them, actually. The first one I'm going to start off with, everybody knows, I'll be on that sale, so I'll start with that one off the break, and then we'll go into the RL because, you know, the RL is really crazy, but it's not as bad as the SL. The SL was really bad. Well, basically, this chick named Jasmine, she hasn't been on the game because, of course, she took a one-month vacation. And recently there's been a little bit of issues on the game, but being that I'm like the main manager to always be in the daytime and one person's only there for like 1 or 2 hours and then the other person that comes at night is only 3 days out the week, I usually have to cover a lot of shifts and a lot of ground and a lot of complications. So basically this one DJ got into a confrontation with one of the managers, and the manager made it seem like since she put her name on the card, like basically she was covered. But basically, she changed the downs up and allowed another DJ to take his spot. And then she logs off after she tells me that jump. But yet, he comes 5 minutes after when his set's supposed to be about to start. You know, he comes 5 minutes after she leaves off. And I'm like, well, this ain't like some conspiracy theory. He's talking about he's going to have an attitude. But yet, you put your name on the card. And then you change the board, which everybody knows she's the only one to use the schedule board because it's her schedule board. So he says to me, so what's going to happen? I'm like, well, she put it up there, but what I can do before I can get that out, he's like, okay, never mind. He's like, basically, that's it. You know, he walks off. I'm like, I'm about to tell you, she can host for you, even though Pixie put her up there as the DJ, and then you could be the DJ because the girl was able to do both spots, but I guess Pixie lied to her and said, well, you know, you take the DJ since, you know, we don't have nobody, but originally he was supposed to have it, and it was on a note card. Plus, she signed it and sent it to all the managers. And so that's how that went. Then the other incident with the same thing, because this leads up to the whole big thing of what I'm about to get into about what the girl Jasmine did. I was helping people out, showing them the sim, doing all the ideas, because me and Steph know who's the owner. He says, I can bring people in, I can promote the jumps, I can do anything to help make it bigger. So I was basically asking people ideas, building up a fan page, and I even showed him that I was going to do a fan page, and he showed me the club's fan page. So I was like, okay, cool. So I was about to spread that around too. So basically, like I said, once again, I'm the main person day and night, and some days, you know, you have 1 or 2 managers, but not on a regular basis. So I'm helping people, make sure they're okay, I'm scheduling them, and blah, 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 I'm correcting issues, I'm dealing with the griefers on the sim and all that other stuff. So, with all this combined now, once Jasmine comes back, it just happened to be so random the day soon as she come back, there's a note in the manager's group saying, hey, somebody's been trying to act like they own the club now. For that, they've been changing everybody's schedule, and before you decide to hire anybody and have them train, you have to go through the general manager or the owner. I'm like, interesting. Only you come back after vacation. But everybody's been here for, like, the whole month. It just happens to random, like, wow, who does it fall back on? So I said, okay, that's cool. You know, it's just a game. Hey, it's okay. She's just a big boob person. And in her greeting, it says that she's just looking for a sugar daddy. She says, if you can spoil me, so what? So basically, since he's a judge in real life, basically, that's the only reason why she's getting the position, because she's a blonde chick with big boobs. But anyway, moving right along, going back to the RL.
That was shady. But anyway.
Right before she left, you know what she did? She was quiet the rest of her whole set, and she smiled. And I said, hey, how come you're not out on the floor? Because yeah, I guess you're getting ready for your vacation. She just put a smile. I was like, oh, so when you don't get paid, you don't greet nobody. That's what's up.
Well, you know, it takes all kinds in this world.
Mm-hmm.
It just do. So like those, you have to just pray for them.
I ain't praying. I let her do what she do. Because if you take that game that serious, I'd be like, hey, I'll be just like you. I just lay back in the shade. I put up my businesses. I do my stripping. And then I start gambling. When I'm making $600, $800 USD, you can keep bragging about making $300 to
$1,000.
I'm going on a real vacation.
Sleep over SL like that. Like, seriously, who loses sleep like that? Except maybe her. I don't know what I'm saying. So I ain't losing no sleep. But I'm going to keep doing me.
You know, behind every avatar are real people with real feelings, with real emotions.
Because I am a real bitch. So I have real emotions and I can be a real bitch. I'm just playing.
Well, my next thing that happens is we're going to have Two-Face line. We just did set up meeting at the wrong time, bad taste in food, appointments that are backwards, and why. So have you ever known anybody that set you up, you know, like you thought you was about to do something that you found out that backfired on you?
Like, what you mean? Like, set me up, like, what?
I'll give you an example, like, what happened with me today. I was supposed to be, like, playing a game and making some money off of it. And every time they send me this email, I keep saying that she's supposed to get something. So I accidentally spent a little too much one day, and I dropped down to about, let's see, they gave me 150 off the break. I dropped down to 120. Then they said they was going to give me another 30. I played again. I never got the 30. I dropped down 30. So now I was down to about 90 and 80. So then I ended up getting down to 84. And then once again today, they said it's going to be 30. So then I called. I was like, you know, this is just not making no sense. Why keep telling me I get 25 and 30, but just not paying? But yet you want a person to put down 25 just to get started so they can make off the winnings, even though they was making winnings from the free chips you gave before. So then when they did that, then they finally credited me. You see how much you have to go through? They want you to lose money so you can make money, but then they try and get you to make more money for them as opposed to you getting the cash out because you got to double the money that they give you before you can try to flip it.
Yeah, I kind of had something like that happen to me, but it wasn't like having to do with money, but indirectly it did. Like, it's this girl out in my college, right? She always be trying to get people to give her a ride places. But, like, I always tell her, I can't give you no ride because I got to go do this or I got to do that, right? So she got sick. She'd be like, oh, where you going, girl? And I'd be like, oh, I'm supposed to go over here to Hana Sushi or something, and I'm about to get some lunch real quick. Oh, can I ride with you? Can I go over there with you? I'd be like, all right. So I'm letting her go over there with me, and like, I'm like, okay, we're getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to go. And then she's like, oh, no, I'm going to stay right here because I already told my mom that I'm over here and I'm going to have her pick me up. So, bitch, quit trying to use me for a motherfucking ride because at the end of the day, you still trying to get a ride out of me. I feel some type of way, bitch, because you just figured out a way to play me to give you a ride to where you're trying to go to your destination. So basically, bitch, you still trying to get a ride for free, and she don't never offer no fucking gas money. But she sure will pay motherfucking Uber.
You ain't got no choice.
But you're not going to pay me. So, yeah, that's the type of stuff that's one of my pet peeves. Don't try to scandal me and swindle me out of gas money because you don't want to pay me, but you will pay Uber.
Hey, what they all saying? Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free? So they're like, and then
it's like, just because you ain't got money for Uber, you ain't getting no money for me either. So guess what? I'm just like Uber. I don't move until I get paid.
That's what's up. Well, we're moving on to the next topic. What about meeting people at the wrong time? Have you ever had it like when it seemed like you were single, it's like you always ran into riffraff or people that just wanted to jump off or people that was never serious, and as soon as you get with somebody and they're good and it seems like you get dedicated or real or there's a whole change of things, they seem like all the people that you ever wanted to talk to or the people that was supposed to have been trying to get with you and that was lingering on too long, then all of a sudden they want to jump on the bandwagon and get in.
Yeah, that has happened to me. I was in a relationship. He and I was living together. But I knew he was like, stepping out on me, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't stupid. So, I must admit, I started cheating on him. I met this guy, and he was a really, really good guy. I did meet this guy. He and I was really good. We was vibing, feeling each other. And it was just like I was in this relationship with this man that was cheating on me, and we were living together. But I liked this other guy so much. They was like, why the hell I didn't meet you when I was single? So here I am tipping with this guy that's the one that's the good guy. And then I'm up here with the other guy living with him. And it got so bad. Let me tell you how bad it was. It was so bad that the guy that I was living with, I forgot to take him off from work one day. And guess what? I was with the other dude at home in bed.
Terrible. Just ratchet.
I was like 2 minutes away from getting caught.
Jump out the window.
Because his sister ended up picking him up, but I caught on quick enough and I was like, oh, you got to go because I got to go pick him up for work. But I saw him on the way to coming home and I was like, damn, he got to ride home. So what if I hadn't remembered, he would have caught us and it would have been such a fiasco. And it was just like, after I broke up with the guy, me and the other dude, it kind of fizzled because I don't know if it was the excitement or the thrill or whatever, but we really was fulfilling each other. Like, why we didn't meet before I got with the other guy, but it fizzled after I broke up with the guy. So I don't know. Maybe it was the fact that I was with somebody when we did meet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know my issue is always like this. It seems like when I'm chilling or just talking, it's like people will be there for like a few weeks or a month or so, and then it just die down. Then next minute it'd be like, you talk to them and it'd be like ever so often or whenever you're in a mood or I guess
right.
Whenever just something happened. But then like the other part is, like I said, once again, once you get in a relationship, you see the dime piece, the bomb shape, the good conversationalist, the perfect guy that all going on, and you be feeling like R. Kelly, like my mind is telling me no, but your body is telling me yes. I don't know what it is about even the summertime. Mm-hmm. It's like people just start coming out the woodworks. You'll be like, one person look at the girls with the Daisy Dukes on. The next one look like she about to be 50 Shades of Grey wearing the perfect outfit. Then you got the other person, they got the low rider jumps on, and then you start seeing the jumps with the outrageous shape. You just be looking like, well, you know you're never going to do nothing, but the thoughts be just in your mind like, dang, do you keep a picture? Do you make a video? Do you keep the person on the side just for, like, killing time? You like you talk to them, you just never do nothing. He was like, nah, it's not even worth going down that rabbit hole.
Well, I'm just going to tell you. It seemed like when I'm in a relationship, every fine man on the planet be looking at me. I be sitting in the car minding my business. They over there oogling, giving me the eyeball. Or they'll be like telling the dude, I'm like, dang, how you get her? I've been trying to holler at her. And I was like, where the hell was your ass at when I wanted you?
I know one time it was me, my sister, and my mom when we was walking in the mall, and a dude broke his neck looking at my sister, and he was sitting right at the table with his girl. I was like, how you going to be sitting at a dinner table with your girl breaking your neck? And then two, let everybody just think about this if you're a real smart black man. I know we got a lot of niggas out there, but just be a real smart black man. Rule number one, if you're going to do something, don't do it so obvious. And rule number two, which really should be rule number one in his case, never do it at a dinner table. If y'all's meal is not over, she's going to order something expensive. Then she might get as many drinks as you want. And you might not get none at the end of the night. I'm just saying, please be logical. I know some people get dumb. You think with the wrong head. And sometimes, you know, things just happen. I've seen awesome booties all my life. I've seen jiggly ones. I've seen clapper ones. I've seen bounce ones. I've seen throatation ones. I see, I believe it's not butter ones. I see ones that you can see from the front to the back ones. I've even seen a chick that was so skinny that when she stood up, I couldn't believe her butt opened up like an umbrella. But in the case, you got to go to the bathroom. You get a quick look, but you do not sit at the freaking table right in the face and go, oh, my gosh, looking like Macaulay Culkin in the window. And then when she turns and sees you did in the face, like, really, my nigga? Like, really, my nigga? She's like, okay, we about to get this on like Donkey Kong. Remember, I'm got everything down right now on your tail. Like, you wouldn't want to see your girl looking down at the guy's dick print and be like, oh, shoot, I'm about to bounce on you. And now you'd be ready to rip her off in the mall. You'd be about to do Mortal Kombat and throw it through a wall. So just think smart, fella.
I'm just saying that it's kind of rude. But I done seen dudes looking at my booty, and it's like, we be knowing. Like, we might even jiggle it a little bit more because we know you're looking.
Yeah, but then what would you think? Like, if you was with your man, and he like, she's fine. And you'd be like, hold up, so what the world am I?
You know what? I don't even get mad. Like, I was with a dude that was supposed to be in, supposed to kick it in. He was like, damn, she got some ass. I was like, yeah, she do got some ass for Latina.
Well, how about she call her finest, dude? Like, he just called you cute and nice. You know, he might not even comment as much, except for he keep talking about your booty. But then he see this other chick, she's like, she fine as hell. You he like, hold that.
He might get slapping that shit.
See?
He might get slapping that shit, yeah. You don't call
like,
her a fine as
hell. Like, let's say he's peeping your homegirl. You know what I'm talking about, that song. Like, Cucaracha, La Cucaracha. And, you know, he say something about her. But he's supposed to be dealing with you.
I'm like, well, why don't you take your ass over there then?
And he'd be like, ain't even all like that. Sure, you tripping.
I'm like, nah, it wasn't even, if it wasn't like that, then you shouldn't have said nothing like that. That's what I would have said, because I should be the apple of your eye at all times.
Hey, well, you know, like you said, people do see other gardens of Eden, just as long as you don't eat out the garden. But, y'all, we got about 3 minutes until we go into the overtime. So for all those in the chat room, if you want to hear the remainder of the show, call in at 657-383-0967. Once again, that's 657-383-0967. And you don't have to press number one unless you want to speak. And we're about to get into a real serious topic. This is actually brought up by my baby earlier. And I actually listened to this earlier on a vid, but I didn't really hear the vid say it. I seen more of the caption talking about it. They said that Donald Trump says if you vote for him as a black person, you will not be shot. Let's get your opinions on that when we come back. But now we're going to be playing MC Hammer by Rick Ross on Deep, Dark, and Dirty.
Triple C, color cut clarity. My gun dirty, my brick clean. I'm riding dirty, my dick clean. She talk dirty, but her mouth clean. Bitch, I'm MC Hammer, I'm about cream. I got 30 cars, whole lot of dancers. I take them everywhere. I'm MC Hammer, started selling dope. I'm too legit to quit. When it's hammer time, I'm pulling out the stick. I'm at the car lot, I'm going broke. I pay for five, they front a couple more. I take them home, like I do my hoes. I dress them up, I buy them clothes. Glass slippers, I gas hoes. Now she acting brand new on you assholes. Limousine, I did that. Two dope coupes, boy, I live that. My top back, I'm circumcised. I pull it back just to go inside. She thinking Felice, I'm thinking Wingstop. Fiending lemon pepper, I got my thing cocked. Black Batmobile, it's only new Ferrari. It's called a fifth letter, one button like an Atari. I'm just advising, my profit's rising. Niggas buying something, a nigga like I'm Verizon. My gun dirty, my brick clean. I'm riding dirty, my dick clean. She talk dirty, but her mouth clean. Bitch, I'm MC Hammer, I'm about cream. I got 30 cars, whole lot of dancers. I take them everywhere. I'm MC Hammer, started selling dope. I'm too legit to quit. When it's hammer time, I'm pulling out the stick. I got the Porsche, I was so ecstatic. 100 grand a day, my operation so elaborate. Credit card scam, that was for the faggots. Motherfuck window shopping, boy, I gotta have it. Now my shit be booming all across the Atlas. Gucci Pucci money long, now we call him Alex. Had to move from Davey cause that shit was local. Pick up the mansion and I set that bitch back down in Boca. My baddest bitch is Latin, but they call me loco. Till I fuck them in their ass out in Acapulco. I'm thinking money, every moment thinking money. I bust a nut, then I'm back to thinking money. My wrist froze, my mind blows. Her mouth blows, my eyes closed. You gotta judge a man by his principles. Teflon done, I am invincible. My clean. I'm riding dirty. My dick clean. She talk dirty, but her mouth clean. Bitch, I'm MC Hammer. I'm about cream. I got 30 cars, whole lot of dancers. I take them everywhere. I'm MC Hammer. Started selling dope. I'm too legit to quit. When it's hammer time, I'm pulling out the stick.
Time is moving on my chest.
And everybody, once again, that was Rick Ross singing MC Hammer. And we now back on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. Now, everybody, this is about to really twist your mind right now. After everything that Donald Trump has said, this is about to get really interesting. I mean, sending you back to Africa, building the wall for the Mexicans. What else was he supposed to be doing? He's supposed to be against women. He's supposed to make fun of a person that was mental disability. He didn't mind about one of the people smacking a woman. And what else has he done? I can't even get through the whole list. But after all of this stuff, trying to appeal to everybody, they says that he wants to tell blacks, if you vote for him, you will not be shot. Well, he'll protect you from being shot, I guess, you know, however you want to put the jumps. But basically, as long as you're a black person that votes for him, you're going to have to worry about being shot. How do you think about that, Sugar Baby?
I think he is just a buffoon. And anybody that listens to him is a damn buffoon, especially blacks. I mean, come on now. You know, but I told y'all, black ass, that he going to get rid of you. And send anybody that's a motherfucking minority back from where the fuck they came from. But at the end of the day, motherfucker, you brought us here. And he a minority his own goddamn self. He ain't even fucking American.
Yeah, I don't think you can say that to Europeans, because if he went back to Europe, I don't think that's going to work.
Like my girl Salma Hayek said, the true motherfucking Americans is the Native Americans and the Mexicans, if he really just want to put it out there on the real for real. Y'all came over here and invaded some shit and took over, talking about we found, can't find shit that's lost. That's one of the rules of my house. Ain't shit lost, okay? You ain't found a motherfucking thing, because it wasn't never lost.
Well, it's even a little bit deeper than that. Every time you take over territory, you got to poison people, steal their language, steal their clothes, and then try to enslave them. So.
Yeah, so he just a piece of shit to me, and I think that anybody black that listens to him is dumb.
Well, I was also told by somebody this part, it's going to be mad funny, they're probably going to be laughing when I say this part. They said that if Donald Trump, I'm glad this was supposed to be a part, this was supposed to be true, but cross our fingers on this one. They said that Donald Trump says if he wins, he's going to come to Maryland, he's going to bring the KKK, and he's going to begin the purge. Well, thank you very much for me being black, and as a double negative, white people being racist and wearing masks and going around with bed sheets, that doesn't work well. But then to add to it, you get to chop people up, you get to go for the lower class, and for, 12 hours, nobody can be charged with anything, and there's no emergency services to help you. I don't think that's the best way to go.
I'm going to put it to you like this about Donald Trump. And you know what? You probably like that idea anyway, because you're ready for the purge. You're crazy ass, but.
Hey, I've been ready for that down 3 years ago. You should have seen what I was trying to do on Christmas.
Yeah, you've been waiting. You've been threatening me with the purge for how long?
I just told you 3 years ago.
Yeah, you been saying the purge is coming. The purge is coming.
Mm-hmm. You sound like, yeah, I'm like, like, the red coats are coming. The red coats are coming.
That's you.
Mm-mm. I have justified
on me. Guess what? The purge is coming. Hey, if Donald Trump gets off, we're getting the purge. Hey, did you see what's happening with the Black Lives Matter situation? I'm telling you, the purge is coming.
Well, did you see that at a Taco Bell they denied 5 cop service?
Yeah, I saw that.
Same way.
I'm telling you, it's about to get serious out here.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, what about that one person that was shooting up all those cops, and then they broke the robot out on him and blew him up? That's some real stuff right there, because one thing, you don't even picture the cops doing that. You picture the military doing it, and, you know, that's what kind of level he was on. So you picture you start giving cops daggone bombs, and then what about this rule? Now they try to say everybody should be able to carry a gun. Can you picture if we start being like Arabians? Those be the ones that be having their children doing it and looking like you're a baby mama and breaking out with guns. That's the only thing when he had, I can't remember what his spokesperson is or the person he has running for him, but when they brought that part about if you start bringing people over here that are terrorists, I was like, you know, that's some real deal thought type stuff. So either way you look at it, it's a lose-lose situation. You vote for Hillary, you're just doing it because you don't want to be as bad as it possibly could be. But then if you vote for Trump, you know, he's worse than Mitt Romney. He tells you everything, but he's like a liar and the truth at the same time, which doesn't work out because we've seen with the devil what's happened over decades and centuries. So it's like you're really not winning either way, but it's like I guess you're trying to go for which one is the better of two evils.
It's the best of the two evils.
I don't even know if they left. I could see one day, like, maybe Hillary be like, hey, we was just all playing with you. I'm really about to get with Donald Trump, and we want to make this a one currency place, and we're going to take all of y'all down, and we're going to bring back FEMA camps, and everybody's going to go back to slavery. How does that sound? And you'd be like, oh, shoot. Like, how about they say that on your Facebook? If you had to think about this seriously, how about on your Facebook they say the next day to you, if you could pick one person on your list that you could be a slave to and you didn't have to go out in the field, who would you let be your master and you wouldn't have to worry about getting kicked out of the country or having to work for no wages? Like you had to start being shining and everything.
A rope and a tree. I said a rope and a tree. They might as well throw that rope over the tree and hang my ass because I ain't doing this.
Hey, that's just like when they talked about in Revelations about taking on the mark of the beast. People might say right now they'll never take the mark of the beast, but if you was told certain things that could happen to certain people or people that you cared about, sometimes people might move in that kind of matter because they don't want to take the chance of seeing somebody hurt because of their actions.
You heard what I said.
Yep.
It can be the you can drink Kool-Aid, me and my whole family. Or we can go out in the blaze. I'd rather go out swinging than be a fuck ass bitch.
Hey, there's been many people in history that's had to do that to break their back, and sometimes they became freedom fighters, sometimes they just became a house nigga. You got to take your pick sometimes and choose your battles.
Well, that's one battle I'm going to fight. Just a bit of sweet air. I can't do
true
it.
True that, true. So yes,
not
going to
do
I'm
it.
I'm so sorry.
Hell no. That ain't happening. I get mad seeing the shit. Reenactments piss me off.
Hey, they show you the movies all the time. They play the stuff in the movie theaters. They teach it to you in history. And then
that's
they even show
I'm
you people
about.
Making cakes.
Exactly.
I mean, look at Sarah Bartman. They had a party over and they had a cake and everything. And then look at George Zimmerman. They put his gun up for auction now. The same one like he killed Trayvon Martin with. So.
I don't know. That's what I'm talking about. That's kind of shit you got to fight for.
Well, y'all, so we're coming down to the last 5 minutes of the show. Tomorrow night, we're going to be doing love, talk, and slow jams. So if you have any slow jams you want us to play, please put it on our wall. And if you have any hot, juicy topic or any love questions that you want, we're going to make up a fan page for the group to pass out for the promoting of the show. You can put it up on the page, and we'll read it on the air. And we enjoyed this. Anybody that missed out on the show because of the halftime or maybe because you didn't get to catch it because you were doing something else, You can catch in the archives after the show is over at www.blogtalkradio.com/KnowYourEnemy, KnowYourEnemy. All right, Aaron. Well, it's been great. See you later. Talk to you tomorrow at 11:30. Everybody have a great night.
Take care.
And we're going to close out with Anaconda.
My anaconda don't, my anaconda don't, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Boy, Sway named Troy used to live in Detroit. Big dope, stealing money, he was getting some coin. Was in shootouts with the Lord, but he lived in a palace. Bought me Alexander McQueen, he was keeping me stylish. Now that's real, real, real. Gun in my purse, bitch, I came just to kill.
Fucking club. I said.